Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Emor, Sfiras Omer, Tafshin Pei Gimel, Onishman Nishmas, Esther Tehila Bas, Rabbi Gabriel Pinchas, also my wife's grandma's yard site is tonight, Yod Iyar, Sheinul Bas of Yosef, Shema 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 Nesaliya, Ras Makla Ha Chai Yisrael, Ez Zashem, May it's Zashem. The Magid of Chernobyl, that first idea, is the son of the Mori Naim. This is an incredible insight in the first Pasuk to our Parshah. Ayyumar Hashem Moshe, Emor Al Kohanim Ben Aaron, Kadosh Baruch Hu charges Moshe to tell the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, of all about Tumas Kohanim, Hazir Gedol, Malkatamim, Amor Vamarta, look at the beautiful Noah, Malachanet, talked about in the past. It says the Magid of Chernobyl, look very simply. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, and more El Kohanim B'nei Aaron. He was telling, Chodesh Baruch was telling Moshe, tell the Kohanim to be B'nei Aaron. To be B'nei Aaron. Hainu, she said, Andu B'nei Aaron, Vashifos Ruach, Kedarku Midasu Sha'aron. Remember who the Zayda was, remember who the first coin was. And Mishra says in Pergialos 1:12 Aleph Yabiz, that he was a lover of peace, he pursued peace, he loved always the wisdom carved in the Torah. Ki chashiv atzabam nasanusu lepachos v'gor mikol Yisrael. Now we usually always think that the midav anava is by Moshe Rabbeinu, but also by Aaron HaKohen. And he says that if you want to bring shalom to Klal Yisrael, you have to be like Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen looked at himself as the garu mikol Yisrael. He says, me, I was the one who caused the Galzav. He was the Baishan. He says tell Moshe, tell the Kohanim, B'nei Aaron, be like Darat Zayda, be like Aaron, who was so humble, he always saw other people greater than him, and that in itself brought Shalom in the world. That brought Shalom. He was able to bring peace amongst, right, the Rechazal Talos, and then the Parshat Chukas, and in the middle of the Parshat Chukas, he was able to bring Shalom. But all those thousands of children and those couples were fighting, he's able to, and all the children had the name or Aaron. At the end of the day, when a person is constantly looking at others and saying that they're better and then they're greater, not a chasram in a self negative way, but in a real holy humble way, that creates shalom. Look at the Ramban on the Yigaris Ramban. The Ramban says a person's got to be very careful to always look at the good, to make sure that people are always better than them. Not saying that you don't view other people and yourself as good, but you always look for the good. I remember there's a Maisa, I think it was from the, which one of the Rebbes? I'm forgetting, but it was by Kiddush. And the Rebbe was taking a long time, and finally he started Kiddush. And someone asked him after, is a good Chassidish Maisa, Rebbe, what took so long? So there's I have a minute at the table before I start Kiddush. I look in my mind, I think about something good in everything else, everybody at the table that I have to, that they're greater than me. Tonight took me a few extra minutes to look for the good in others, especially stress, to look and to really feel, to look for the good in others, that creates shalom. And that's what Chodesh Baruch was telling Moshe. Emor Kohanim B'nei Aaron. Tell the Kohanim to be like their father, be like their Zayda, be like Aaron, and that creates shalom. That creates peace. What an incredible insight from the Magid of Chernobyl, from the Ramban, of one of the rabbis, I'm forgetting who, idea number two. So idea number two, we've said in the past, but we got to say it again, from the Ava Shama Kasif. Pasuk says in Perik Chav Aleph, Pasuk Yud, talking about the Kohen God, like Kohen HaGod, Me'achal, Yashe Yitzhak, Arosh, Shem, Mishkan, Eilei, Filmash, different ways, different things that the Kohen God has to be greater, on a greater level. But what's the Sasha HaKohen Gadol Me'echav? HaKohen Gadol, what do you tell us Me'echav? That it comes from your brother, comes from the brotherhood. Says the Gemara in Yomar Chiyuches, Gadlu Mishal Achiv. He says he's in the Gemara Megis of Drasha, that he's greater than the rest of his brothers. Says the Av Shalom, deeper. With the understanding of the Gemara. HaKohen Ramiz Al Atzadik HaOiv Al Shem Esbach. Hini Hu Tzar Vahasu Leidah Benemish Kli Shrek Yirka Luso Lo Baalo Me'echav Rak Mishal Achiv. Not that he's greater. He's only greater because the koyach comes from his brothers, comes from the people that he's representing. Ki heim haminasim oisul gadlusa. They're the reason why he's so great. Now, Mali im heim. If it wasn't for them, he nehu atzma ein roi lekach koyikar. But shumas zois aliva lo yom level echav. He's not going to come to be a guy because he realizes the only reason hakoyin gadlusa is may echav is because of the people that he's representing. And that's going to hold back a person from being a bal gaiva. I remember Rabbi Rudinsky once quoting this. He says he had such siyad l'shmaya when it comes to preparing shiur. He says, it has nothing to do with me. It has to come from the tzibur. The tzibur is so thirsty for Torah. It's so thirsty for Dvar Hashem. I'm able to prepare shirim. That's why Rabbi Nitzki, right? And Erev Pesach, he made it. It's the siyum, I believe, on Yerushalmi and on Bavli. Rabbi Nitzki said, the holier the congregation you are, the more siyat Shema you have been preparing those shirim. And I saw in another sefer, why is it that the Kohen Gadol Me'echav, The puzzle right before says that even the coin, even to his seven krovim, right? The father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, and spouse, that a regular coin can be metame from a coin called can't. Why? The son of Sibir called Yagdir Torah, he says that it's Osir. Why? Can't be any different. Every Jew, no matter father, brother, every Jew is like their family. And if they're metame for them, they're metame for everyone. So here they're not metame for anyone, including the seven krovim, to show you the Kohen Gadol is valued and he values every single yid like their own mishpacha. Nobody's better or greater. They're not even metame mace when they pass away. And I think it goes exactly well with this Ava Shalom. He realizes that it comes from this family, it comes from everybody's equal, everybody's, he's only made the Kohen Gadol because of the Tzibor. He's only in that position because of the Tzibor. What a beautiful insight from the Ava Shalom, Rav Radinsky, from the Navor from the Tzivi Yagya Torah, idea number three. But even number two comes to us from the Mashiach Rav Yerucham, Rav Yerucham Levavitz. Chav Beis Tess. The Shamru is Mashmarti v'lo yosu v'lo yisu alav chet. They shall observe my charge, they shall not bear sin for it. Rashi says very, according to the Gemara, where is this Gemara? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf. To be very careful, they shouldn't eat truma while they are metame, while they're in a state of tuma. Says the Rav Yerucham, what's the deeper idea for us to understand? Says Rav Yerucham, the Das Torah. We see here an important principle. Even when a person is involved in doing avodas Hashem, he or she must be very careful, and no transgressions, no chataim come from it. On a practical level, whenever you are engaged in doing a good nice or a mitzvah, it's a very worthwhile project, but be on guard. Your good do is complete. Whatever you do is good, and it's complete. It does not include any aviras. At the end of the day, when you run into shul, are you cutting the person off in front of you? Are you holding the door? You have to make sure that everything, if you're going to do it b'shlemus. Tamimus. Emes avihem is tamimus. When are you going to do it? Complete. You have to do it. You're going to do it right, the Medrash says, when it comes to surah. You do it right. And when I saw this Rav from Rav Yerucham, when it's talking about you're eating truma, but make sure to not eat betumas when you're tummy. And Rav Yerucham said, make sure when you're doing mitzvah, make sure you do it in the right way. It reminded me of the Chavetz Chaim and Parshas Lech Lecha. When Avraham Avinu finally wins, helps in the battle, Melech Sdom, Biladai, Rakasher Akla, and Orem, and he wins, helps them in the battle, and they want to give him all the loot. He says, I'm not going to take anything. Biladai, Rakasher Akla, and Orem. Kanas HaTevav says that Chavetz Chaim, Biladai, he let me know. Shel Atzmo Hichmir Avraham Avinu. He doesn't want any nechut at sochnal, and he got tefillin and tzitzis from that. Gemara says, but what is it? Baladai, me, I'm not going to take anything. But my chevra, the usher that helped me, lahem lo yichmir, hem yichol chelkam lamecha, shar shus piyad kol echol hachmi lasma v'lo la'achirim. Chavetz Chaim gives us a profound lesson. When it comes to chumras, gevaldik, make sure it's for yourself, but don't put your chumras on others. Avraham Avinu was showing us: you want to do a mitzvah, you want to be holy, gevaldik, but don't put your holiness on other people. I'm not going to take anything from the loot, but the chevra here is it's a very, very sensitive, it's a very shlemistic, and it's very seeridic. Because at the end of the day, we want to be going in Avodas Hashem, be so careful that our ben adam chaver doesn't get in the way. Now, chas v'shalom, it only gets enhanced. Remember, it's got to be the shlemus. I thought that reminded me from that time from the Rav Yerucham. When you do a mitzvah, make sure you do a mitzvah, the shlemus, tamimus, be the beautiful mitzvah of Rav Yerucham, and the medrash, tamimus, tzonu shamakum, chavetz chaim, and dinah before. Adin number four comes to us from the Orla Shemaim. Shout out to my good friend Rav Meir, the Orla Shemaim. Who was the Orla Shemaim? Orla Shemaim was the son of the Oiv Yisrael, the Apta. He was the second Apta of Orla Shemaim, Rav Meir of Apta. Beautiful. So the next pasuk, Chav Beis Yud Aleph. The Choyin Ki Yigne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo Yochu Bavli Beiso Hem Yochu Blachma. We're talking about here the Rashi. He says a Kohen shall acquire a person acquisition of his money. He may eat of it, and some born in his house with him eat of his bread as well. Here the Gemara, the Rashi says, referring to Eved Kenani. The Kohen requires an Eved Kenani. But look very simply, says the Olah Shemaim. The Kohen Kinyan, Ki Yitne Nefesh Kinyan Kasfahu. Pasha Pshat, talking about the Eved Kenani, when the Kohen requires the Eved Kenani, he acquires his body, the person becomes the property of his master, based on the Medrash, and the Gemara. In the Gemara. The Kohen says the Olah Shemaim, but the very deeper idea for us. He reads the Pasuk like this. You want to grow in your Avodas Hashem? Eitzah, number one Eitzah, is to make sure to give tzedakah. But Kohen, someone wants to serve the Avodas Hashem, wants to grow in their Avodas Hashem, you want to cut your nefesh, you want to grow, you want to fix your nefesh. What's the first thing? The Avodas Hashem wants to see you, do you care about his children? Do you care about my children? And this is what he says. Ki mitzvah sat tzedakah gadol ma'oydi hu mitzvah mimonas. Tzedakah tov mimonas. Maham sheshevach me'oylam. You want to have shefa in your world. You want to be able to show the Rebbe Hashem that you care. You want to do. You want to grow in your Rebbe Hashem. You care about others. You show for others. This is this man right here. Rabbi Kila shenlo nagu kavin zevazeh. The results brought down by the Magid Avram. When a person davens, take upon themselves a mitzvah after the chakamaycha. Why? All the sfarim say because you show the tata that you care about the mishpacha. Then of course the Rebbe Hashem will give you all the shefa in the world. The Rebbe Hashem wants to see. Do you care about my children? Do you care about each other? That's the number. After the chakamaycha. Right, we learn Shabbos Lamanaf, all the Torah I'm talking about last week. The gear comes to he'll teach you the Torah on one foot. Navas Yisrael, don't. Everything else is a perish. You have to care about everyone. Kinyan Ashva, Kinyan Kaspo. Right, at the end of the day, it's stucco. Stucco with your money, stucco with your time, stucco with your interactions, with your smile. Beautiful insight from the Ola Shemayim, and from the Sfarm, from the Adler Chagamaycha, from the Arizal, from the Brother Magin Ramach Moschila. Very appropriate for Sfira, idea number 5. Idea number 5 comes to us from the Sasemeth Chav Beis Lamed Beis. Lo Sechal, Hashem Kachar, Yidach, Yibisok, B'nei Yisrael, and Yah Hashem, Mikadishchem. Well, let's take it to the last Pasuk, God Shlishi. You should make sure not to cause a Sechal Hashem, and not only should you make sure not to cause a Sechal Hashem, and make sure you should sanctify my name, I'm a Kaddish Baruch Hu, your God. Says this Sasemeth, it's a very simple question. Why does the Torah come and tell us Sechal Hashem before Kiddush Hashem? Tell us Kiddush Hashem, and then Sechal Hashem. Says this Sasemeth in a few places, but Tav Reish Mem Aleph. That someone who's careful chil Hashem, there is no greater sechar. At the end of the day, you want to know why it says chil Hashem at before kiddush Hashem? Because at the end of the day, when you're so careful by chil Hashem, mimela kiddush Hashem will come. And we know the Mishnah tells us Perkei Avos, Perkei Dal, Mishnah Dal. Next week, Perkei Avos. If you desecrate Kadosh Baruch Hu's name in private, it'll be you're going to get damaged in public. In Cain says that's a message. That's the case. You're so careful with Kiddush Hashem, the Rebbe Hashem will give you all the brachos in the entire world. There's nothing. Basically, the Mishnah says there's nothing worse than the Chil Hashem. Nothing worse. Nothing greater than Kiddush Hashem. I mean, that actually, we have tacha, gam came a prat of a chlash, but so be scally to shma yisbarach, I day b'nei Yisrael. The Torah, it's a tacha, says the Sasem. When you're careful about chil Hashem, the kiddush Hashem will fall. When you're careful about the way you talk in the store, you're careful the way you talk in your house, careful the way you talk in the airport, when something is delayed, something's not delayed, something didn't go your way, that at the end of the day, will only bring the Rosh Hashem Shefa. You're careful, Chil Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem will come. That's why I think maybe Sufn Avdei Nezer, Sumera Va'asei Tov. What's Sumera Va'asei Tov? Sumera Aidei Tov. When you're so careful about not making, but being active participants in mitzvos, I say Tov, then the Ra is going to fall away. When you're so careful about making a Kiddush Hashem, then the Chil Hashem is going to fall away. The Chil Hashem, and then maybe look back in the Pasuk, but Chil Hashem, because you vindic that, you've the Vala Chibor, maybe we could say. Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, they go hand in hand. That's what Sasam is saying here. They go on, you're so careful of the Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem will come. And so Avnei Nezer says, Sumer ve'asetov, Sumer ayidei asetov. The Ra will fall away just by having your house filled with, your life filled with light and filled with ma'asim tovim. What an incredible insight from the Sasemis, Avnei Nezer, to read this Ravidius. He saw us through our same in the Magad of Chernobyl, Mayomer Shem Moshe, Al-Aaron, B'nei, Al-Kohan, B'nei Aaron. B'nei, make sure to be like Yosei, be like Aaron, according to be humble. And that creates shalom, Mishnah, Pekirav, Aleph, Yubayt. When you're constantly humble, constantly looking for the good in others, and then the Rebbe Hashem will say, you're not shalom. You're not shalom, you're not Baalei Gaiva. That's the whole vort. When it comes down to, the Ramban says that you have to look for the good in everyone. Someone else's is a little bit more, someone does a sin on someone else does a sin, you've done a worse sin. Someone else is learning, you could learn better. It's always that's the rabbi by Kiddush, he's always looking for the good, and others look at Rishpe Beis Rami Nachman. So the Gemara says that he was greater than all his brothers. No, says the Avashem Mechasa, he only greater because of his brothers. Like you're in his head. He's only grows Zohar to Tziyat Hashemayim because of the Tzibor that he's so hungry and thirsty for Dvar Hashem. That's why it doesn't make sense how many Shem is able to prepare, only because of the Tzibor. And that's where the Sefer Yad Torah quotes. Why is it the Kohen Gadol can't be metamei for the Zion Kroivim? because everyone's got to be equal to him. Everyone's a Zion Krovin. If he has Zion Krovin, then everybody, no, he represents everyone equally. And if he's not on the same level, playing level as the seven, as the regular coin. Rabbi Yerucham told us that Shamar is trying to go Sansu Alochid, Gemara Sanhedrin tells us, make sure, not to eat Shuma when you're tummy. When you're going to do something, do make sure to do it B'Shlemus, Tamimus. Make sure to do and complete the Ritzon of Shemalkum. And this reminds me of the Chavetz Chaim and Parashas Lech Lecha. When it comes to Avraham Avinu, I'm not going to take anything from Lut, from Melech Sdom, but the Chavra, I'm going to don't put your Chumras on others. I love the Chavetz Chaim. So crucial. So that's what the Chavetz Chaim was. It's a shmuz for another time. The fourth idea from all the Shemaim, coin, kinyan, and Nashua, kinyan, Kasko. Make sure you want to be a coin, you want to be growing, you kinyan, nefesh, you want to grow and fix your soul. Kinyan, Kasko. Make sure that you're giving it tzedakah. Tzedakah, tofsin, and mavis. Not just physically, but spiritually, with your money, with your time. And at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, just you care about all Zadal, Chemocha, Zeklav, and all the Torah, teaching the Torah, one foot, Gemar, and Shabbos, and Alphas, Hillel. The rest of the Torah is a perish. It all comes out of a storm. This is but in Allah, and again, everyone says, take upon themselves the mitzvah of the Chanukah. It's on Arizal's tombstone in Sfat. To make sure, especially during Sfira, especially before Lag Boimer. Finally, fifth and finally, the Sfat Samus tells us, Chafez Amabez, the Lusichalu, then Kiddush Hashem, why Chal Hashem before Kiddush Hashem? Because the person is so careful in not causing Chal Hashem. There's nothing worse than the causing Chal Hashem. And Mimela Kiddush Hashem will come. Mimela Kiddush Hashem will come. And if a person can never do tshuva for Chal Hashem, then me the tova maruba, then how much greater is the kiddush Hashem and all the brachas and all the haftakot to come from a person making kiddush Hashem. The nigdashi, but the vavah chibur sumira the asay tov. And you're constantly looking to make a kiddush Hashem, whether in school, out of school, in the airport, out of the airport, whatever in the world you are, make sure to kiddush Hashem. Then all the shefa will come. Shvizalcha beez Hashem yizbarch to all be like bnei Aaron, to look for the shiflas, to look for the shiflas in ourselves, to look for the good within others, and create shalom. To understand at the end of the day. We are all one. We are all zoicha to everything we have, only because of the people around us. And so, anytime we have anything, we have siyad d'shma to always give credit to where credit is due. Obviously, first and foremost to the Rabbon Hashem. When we do things, we have to do it with complete. Make sure there's no taint, there's no tumma with it. Do things with complete, and make sure there's no avir that comes. Like Rabbi Yerucham told us, number four, make sure that we can get stuck up monetarily, economically, and also with our time, with our midos, and finally understand be so careful with our midos, with our hava, and finally be so careful. Kiddush Hashem, as Hashem Shvach.